While on vacation in Florida last year, I had a chance to talk with one of the neighbors, also a vacationer. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We talked briefly about baseball, the beach, and getting away from the winter storm, but then the conversation became serious. She shared with me that she had lost her son to heroin only months before. He was in his early 20s, and you could immediately tell that he was the love of her life. "I'll never get over his loss," she quietly confided. "This trip is the first time I've left my house since his death." "I'm so sorry for your loss," I replied. "I know that it is something that will be with you always." "Thank you," she blurted out, "for not telling me that I'll get over this. I'll never get over this. Why does God let this happen?" Haven't we all heard that question before? Where was God in the massacre in the Middle East? Where was God in the shootings at malls and schools and movie theaters? How could God let this happen? We hear the gospel story of the death of Jesus' dear friend Lazarus during Lent, and there's an answer to this tough question to be found in John's gospel. Both Martha and Mary confronted Jesus with the same question. When Martha ran out to meet Jesus, you could tell by her voice that she was deeply saddened by her loss. "If you had only been here," she offered, "Lazarus would not have died." It was almost as if she was blaming Jesus, even if it was just the inflection in her voice. Jesus then asked her a profound question, and it's one that he's asking each of us, especially when you're suffering a loss. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" It's a good question, right? Do we really feel that by believing in Jesus, we will never die? Do we believe that death is not the end, that we shall have eternal life? Well, the truth is, we all will die. Some at childbirth, some after a long life, but we'll all die one day. We certainly can't resent that loss and blame God for that fact. You know, Mary too asked that question. When she came to Jesus in Psalm, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And what would Jesus do? Jesus, not only divine but fully human as well, did what we all do. Jesus wept. Jesus loved his friend Lazarus as he loved Lazarus' sisters Martha and Mary, as if they were his own. Jesus was moved to tears. Jesus mourned the loss of his friend. It's okay to mourn. It's okay to cry. It's normal, natural, and expected to have a deep sense of loss. But if we honestly believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and that if we truly believe that we shall never die, then we understand that our relationship and bonds with Jesus are not severed at death. Death is not the end of Jesus' bond with Lazarus, and death is not the end for us either. The scene at the tomb has much to teach us as well. Jesus asked Lazarus to come out of the tomb, and when he did, Jesus instructed his disciples to untie him and let him go. And my friends, that's what we must do when we suffer a great loss. Remember, it's okay to cry, to weep, and to mourn. After all, Jesus did. We understand that we are never going to get over the loss. We believe that our loved one is still united with Christ, and we must untie our loved one, releasing the blame and guilt, and letting them go to the Lord. For those of us that remain, there's a question in the readings for all of us as well. What is the tomb of your life? What has separated from eternal life promised by our Lord? Is it drugs, alcohol, sex, resentment, anger, ego? Then listen to the words of the Lord and take away the stone and come out of your personal tomb. Walk away from what separates you from God and walk toward Jesus, who loves you just like he loved Lazarus and Martha and Mary. When my conversation with the neighbor ended, she felt as if a burden had been lifted. She had suffered a great loss. She knew that it was okay to cry, to weep as Jesus wept. And the loss would always be with her. But she also realized that she needed to unite her son and untie him and herself from the guilt, the resentment, and the blame, and let him go from her loving arms to the loving arms of Jesus. This is Tony Agnese.